passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one ohm at a time. Every Thursday, we have a live call-in show, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are not listening to this between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time, you may be listening to one of the replays, you may be listening to the podcast. But a couple of things you need to know. If you're not doing it live, it means you can't call in and ask questions. But if you are with us in this moment on this Thursday night live, then you can. And that number would be 202-570-7057. We'd like to have several of you call in and put tonight's guest to work. I want to see her sweat. Keeping that in mind, that number again is 202-570-7057. Also, you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. There you will see everything about tonight's guest, including how to contact her, her website, her lovely and scary-looking picture, all those things floating around her head. And you'd be able to contact you, but you'll also be able to leave comments. And if you are listening to this as a replay, feel free to come and comment. And if I can answer it, I will. Even if it's, you know, on a replay, we'll still get back to you. If it's for tonight's guest, I will chase her down. I'll pick her up by her ankles. I'll turn her upside down and I'll shake the answer out for you. How's that? So even if you're listening to this, the replay, you can still be part of the conversation. Now, as we do every week, we start, before we introduce today's guest, we start with my hot topic. We know that my hot topic can either make me feel warm and fuzzy, or it can get me hot under the collar. Take out your marshmallows. This is a hot under the collar week. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, I always choose my hot topic the last minute. My guests never know what's coming. They never know if there's going to be anything. They're listening to it as you are listening to it the first time. I want to talk about Hurricane Florence for a second. And I want to talk about it from a couple of different perspectives. The first perspective, which a lot of people, unless they're very focused in on that, focused in on this part of it, don't realize that the death toll of Hurricane Florence includes millions of animals. They know that it's already killed 5,500 hogs and 3.4 million fowl, and, you know, and just go on from there, because we know there's been a loss of dogs and cats and a loss of things that maybe you're going to say, hey, you know, what's a few hundred thousand less mosquitoes in the world? But still, there is a huge loss of animals, and there's not always a lot of reference or recognition that this loss happens. And it's not just, I mean, I don't like to see anybody. I've owned dogs, I've owned cats. I know that they're like family, so I'm not saying this, that they are secondary when I talk about this loss. I just don't have those numbers. But those other animals too, I mean, they're going to affect things, and they're going to affect things for a long time to come. It isn't just like if we clean up the mess and the houses get rebuilt, and then where there's the human death toll. We're going to get to that in a second. But it does definitely change a lot of things in the environment that we don't always think about. So I just wanted to put that out. Currently, I think that there are 36 people that have died. You know, some directly, some kind of indirectly. They're expecting that there are going to, you know, it's still cresting. It's not over. There's still fear of, you know, rivers bursting out, levees going, all sorts of things. This disaster is not over. But I, somebody that I really respect and I call a friend of mine, even a good friend of mine, posted something as the evacuation notices were going out. And what she posted was really the part of my hot topic that I'm going to introduce today's guest on and get her feeling on, which her hot topic said, I mean, her thing said, my brother is one of the first responders. Please, 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 she said in her post, listen, evacuate and get out. Don't put my brother's life at risk, because he will go in and save you when you weren't smart enough to listen and get out of town. And I, you know, you think about it when you hear about the first responders that you know, lost their life doing their job, and they know that's their job and that's what they're supposed to do. But it really struck me for some reason very differently that when people say, well, I'm going to stay in my house and I'm going to ride out the storm. And I, you know, if somebody actually cannot leave, though there's lots of offers when something like this happens to help people that may be homebound or people that maybe, you know, don't have a car to get into and drive out of town. I mean, they do try to do some things, but there are some people that out of sheer dint of stubbornness choose to stay, and they're not risking only their lives or their family's lives, but the first responders who will put their life on the line because you made a stupid choice. And somehow that really irritates me. We're going to see how today's guest feels about it. Today's guest is Corby Mitlid. Corby is a psychic, channel, and medium since 1973. So we all know she was born in 1973 because she was born with all those gifts. She travels coast to coast and into Canada as a full-time intuitive counselor, has appeared frequently on radio and television, and is an inspirational teacher and facilitator. She is a featured channel in the Robert Schwartz Breakthrough Series, Your Soul's Plan and Your Soul's Gift, and herself is the author of Clean Out Your Life Closet and The Psychic Yellow Brick Road. And anything that refers to the Yellow Brick Road or the Wizard of Oz on this particular show is always going to get top kudos. Corby, are you there?
I am, my friend. Good to be here.
Well, it's lovely to have you. I love the accent. You and I could just talk for hours.
I know. The New York. What can I tell you?
Yeah, what can I tell you? So, what do you think? You know, should first responders have to put their life at risk for people that make stupid mistakes?
I'm going to go back even further than that. If you say you are a light worker and you say it's love and light for the whole world and you want everybody to be well and happy, well then for God's sake, if you live in a floodplain, if you live somewhere like that, don't wait to think for when they give you an evacuation order. You make sure you know how to deal with your dogs and your cats. You make sure you've got your papers. You've got your bug out bag. And when they say get, it's get. They're smarter than you are.
Yep. I couldn't agree more.
You know, what drove me crazy is I was watching the Weather Channel. I mean, I had lots and lots of friends in North Carolina, and I have relatives in Tidewater, Virginia, which, thank God, mostly got missed. But they kept saying, you know, we're not going to be able to come after you once, and they did anyway. And that's the problem. When I have a client who is really complaining about their kid and the kid won't listen and the kid uses them and I give them the tough stuff, they said, oh, I can't do that. I said, well, until you tell the kid no and you mean no, the kid will not hit rock bottom enough to pull themselves up by their own britches. Now, you can't do that when somebody's drowning. You can't say, well, screw you and you're going to drown. But people who listen to your show are generally people who think like we do on the metaphysical side of the street. Metaphysics is not all glurpy purple with angels, guys. It's real life. And you start thinking now with how you deal with other people. It starts there.
I love this woman.
Told you we'd have fun.
Oh, I knew that one. So out there, don't be so self-absorbed and selfish to not look at the impact that your choices make on your children. There were people that stayed there with their little kids. Mm-hmm. On your people that might have to clean up the messes around you, i.e. friends and family. And people who are there and are willing to try to save lives in times like this, but do you have to push the envelope for them? I mean, you know, they have family. They have siblings that love them, and they may have kids that want them to come home. And I think that you're right. I think we have to start pulling a harder toe. I think we need to say, okay, this is off limits. And until the hurricane's over and it's safer for our first responders going in, we're leaving you stuck. I agree. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great solution. And I'm sure that somebody's going to scream and holler unfair. And that's okay, because I just won't listen to them.
It's a very different thing than it was in New Orleans at the convention center. That was neglect, all the people that were there. That was deliberately done on them. Okay? Those people could not leave New Orleans.
Yep.
But
yep.
If you have a minivan and a pickup truck and you can put your dog in the back and you can get out, get. Don't think,
get
oh,
out.
Great, and right, and oh great, if my house is all ruined, I can always do a GoFundMe. That's not what it's for.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we have somebody as passionate on the show as I am. So, Corby, we are now going to turn the next about 6 minutes over to you. And I'm gonna share a little secret with Corby and my fans. Corby did unawarely the big no-no.
What I do?
I sent her what the show to make sure she knew that this question was coming. Where do you want to take my listeners outside the box? And she's gonna tell you. And then she sent me an email to tell me what she had chosen for all of those. And I just need to give her a heads up. Didn't read it, won't read it. Maybe I'll read it afterwards and grade you on how well you did compared to what you told me. But I want it to be spontaneous, and I want to respond to it spontaneously. So I don't do that prep work crap stuff. Just so
That's
you know.
That's perfectly fine. You know, one of the things you said to me was, don't sit there and go, you know, when I ask you these
nope.
things. So I, when somebody asks me these things, boom, there's the answer. I can either use those or we can play otherwise.
I don't care what you do.
But I, look, yep. I'm a double Virgo with a Pisces sun. So that means I'm a flake, but I'm a really organized flake. You tell me what has to be done. I do a little practicing first.
Well, and that's fine. That's I just wanted to give you a heads up that I didn't read it, so I have no idea what you said. And so
yay.
There's not going to be any of that coming across. So we're just going to be two dudettes in a loose mood.
Fine.
Where do you want to take my listeners outside the box there, Miss Corby?
All right. Honestly, I want them to pick one thing. No, and this goes right in with what we were just talking about. No one here is allowed to sit it out. But you can't fix everything. How many times do you get stuff across your feed? Oh, help these cats. You know, write about Judge Kavanaugh. Support this person. And you scroll and maybe you do an online petition. Wrong answer. You have to do what you're good at. But get yourself out the door to connect with other people. One of the problems, and I'm going to be doing this all night, the whole love and light thing, it's like kudzu. We thought it would be useful, but now it's overgrown everything sensible and it's choking the plants. What you need to do is literally put your blessings where your mouth is, head, hands, and heart on earth. Because there are a lot of people out there who go on blind neutral. They are not looking at what is beyond the five senses and the three dimensions. If you can, then you reach out to them. One of the favorite things that I do is I decide, okay, today I'm the pay it forward angel. And I will stand in front of somebody at Starbucks, and I don't care if they look like they're homeless or they look like they're driving a car better than mine. I immediately hand my Starbucks card, lean over to the waitron, say, I'm taking this guy's order no matter what it is. And they're shocked. Why would I do that? And it's pay it forward. If someone needs some help, this, one of the things, I mean, Kevin and I met at a psychic fair. And is there a little competition there? Well, of course. But if I know that you're a new puppy in the field, I will bring you over to my table. I will show you what I do. I will tell you how I do it. I will let you take home copies of everything I do and say, I will help you get as good as I do, because eventually I'm going to be off the road and someone else is going to have to take over. I've picked that one thing, raising the psychic puppies, okay, so that there's more for everybody else out there. But
Do something. Absolutely. All of the you know, words mean nothing if there is no solid actions between them. They're just wah, 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 wah.
Yes.
And
yes. And so, don't be metaphysicalier than thou on me, because you can't.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but when I'm sitting there being practical and pragmatic about, so, and how is this going to change their life, or how is this going to change your life, or what are you going to do this, and how is this going to make you become more of who you're here to be? I've been told that my vibration is not high enough to understand what this person did.
Honey, of course, it's high enough that I can step over your crap.
You know, for me, it's just always about when I, you know, pick myself up off the floor from laughing so hard.
Well, there are always the two magic phrases.
Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for sharing. You may think that if you wish. And then you go do what the hell you want. You know, just, I ain't arguing with you. You can have your opinion, but I don't have to buy into it. Done.
Well, you know, Corby, one of the things we connected on when we talked before we booked you on the show, which I don't normally talk to people before I book them on the show because I like it really blind. I like to be able to do that. But we had a lot of things to talk about. And I really enjoyed that conversation. It was finding a kindred spirit who was as practical and pragmatic and spiritual as I was. Because there's not a lot of us out there.
No,
That pushes. And I love the fact that you push the psychic babies out. Our music has started. We are going to be coming right back with Corby Mitlid.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine. Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on OHM Times, where today we have Corby Mitlett. Corby, am I pronouncing that correctly?
No, darling, you're not. But
I know I have Corby
right the first time. Yes, no, the last word is Mitleid. It's actually a German word. It means compassion. It's a chosen last name to remind me why I do what I do.
So Mitleid.
Yep,
Corby Mitleid.
Yep.
Oh, thank you for noticing. No. Corby Mitleid has been on the mystical path for over 40 years, and she doesn't look a day over 38. I told you, it came in the cradle. Meeting challenges, always questioning, leading the examined life versus the unexamined life. Can we have a little tune of Wicked going on here in the background? This road has illuminated in a essential cosmic truth. God gives all of us what we need for a life filled with miracles and joy. You can find out more about her at www.corby, I'm going to spell it, Mitleid, M-I-T-L-E-I, Mitleid. I fell from grace, Mitleid. www.corbymitleid.com. That's M-I-T-L-E-I-D, Corby, C-O-R-B-I-E. But just come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, and you will see the link, and you can go, and you'll see her little pretty face looking at you, hanging out. She looks like you look like you should have a crystal ball underneath your palm for some reason. or
I
call
got
in.
One of those too, but different picture.
I'm sure you got a set of them. Call in at 202-570-7057. Corby, Miss Corby. So we're going to move on to the next section of the show. And this section, this part of the show, you get to comment in if you pass the quiz. Are you ready for the quiz?
Oi.
Okay. So this line came from what movie? Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Let me see. Ocean's 11? No. say the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Brooklyn, it's the Wizard of Oi, but you know.
The Wizard of Oi, it works. I start this segment with it because I love the fact that, first of all, it was a dog that exposed the shyster that was pulling the levers for the great and powerful Oz.
Mm.
And this segment is called Taking My Listeners Behind the Curtain. What is a truth that's going on that you think in the world has just gotten misrepresented or has got twisted or turned, oftentimes for the benefit of others that are twisting and turning it, and you'd like to set them straight? You go, girl. I can't wait to hear this one.
Don't get into the bad karma / good karma crap. God does not use a carrot and stick, and he's not your third grade teacher, and he's not the friend that likes you on Monday and decides that you're no good on Thursday. Karma is your lesson plan, which is a neutral. You're working on contrast, unbalanced energy, healing service, or healing of beliefs. You choose it before you get here. And you can either choose a gut course or double major plus lab. That's where you've got your pre-birth plan versus free will. And getting karma doesn't mean it's bad karma, and winning the lottery isn't necessarily good karma. Be adults and think.
Well, you know, and it's so funny. I would have thought that you'd been listening to my show for years because I'm always going after the whole karma crap stuff. And every time I walk into a metaphysical store and they say, you know, shoplifters, beware your karma, I go, well, they really don't know what they're talking about, do they? Well, that tells me their level of understanding. Because maybe it's their karma to come in and shoplift for you to see if you can be actually more spiritually in touch and a little less spiritually arrogant.
That's the point. You so hit the bullseye. You don't know why somebody came in. I mean, I'm going to flip to the work that I do with Robert Schwartz. You know, he's on his third book now, and I don't know if I'm going to be part of that or not. But what we did is we saw how people agree. It's like you sit down with a computer flow chart and all your guides and a conference table in the donuts. And you say, well, I need to learn this. Are you willing to do that? For instance, with me, I set up a pretty tough road for myself. And so I knew I would need a best friend as a father. Who did I ask? The soul that usually comes in as my best friend. And he had a lot of karma with my mom that they were working on. And so I never knew her from Adam's house cat before this. But she is a good, kind, and enlightened soul. But agreed to come in as a nasty alcoholic, cross-addicted with barbiturates, who set me on a road where I had to choose. Was I going to believe what she said about me or not? That was the crux point when I was 16. If I had said, I don't believe what you say about me, my life would have been a gut course. Because I did believe what she told me in a drunken rage, my life was double major plus lab. Lots of hard stuff, roller coaster. It doesn't mean I was bad. It just means I was thick-headed. And specifically, I've had cancer three times. And no, I have not fought cancer because what you fight fights back. And no, I'm not a survivor because I do more than hanging on by teeth and toenails. I am a cancer dancer. I found out how graceful I could be under pressure, avoided getting my toes stepped on, and got off the dance floor in one piece. I used to have a Dolly Parton figure. After three cancers, I had a second primary. The doctor said, all right, three strikes, you're out. We're taking your Dolly Parton figure. We're taking all the parts, and we're going to make you a brunette fire plug. Live with it. And I could either collapse or do what I know I have to do. I have to find three reasons to be okay with it. I didn't care how stupid they were. Number one, you don't have them. You can't get cancer there. Number two, the top half is not going to get slammed in the refrigerator door at the doctor's every year. And every woman knows what I'm talking about there. And three, implants, great. I'll be perky till I'm 93. So I made my peace with it. Got out of Mass General after a double mastectomy and reconstruction in 3 days, shopped for a bathing suit in five. I'm 14 years clean. I teach others with it. So would I have preferred not getting cancer? Well, probably. But I didn't get it because I was bad. I got it because I agreed that that would be what happened if I missed some trip triggers so that I could be the teacher that I'm meant to be. So the cancer itself was simply a neutral. It was a tool. God didn't say, Corby, we don't like you. The Tatas are going away. Please. Is this making sense to you, Kevin?
Absolutely. And I think that part of the beauty of your story, and, you know, I'm sure you found this too, working with the baby psychics and the baby healers, because I'm sure you work with both. As I do. And I always say, you know, the people that are here to do the greatest work, you know, they've got to take take the toughest tests early on oftentimes, but they'll take the toughest test because how else do you go back into the tunnel and lead a bunch of people out if you don't know what the tunnel was?
It's what I always say. If somebody is a size 2 blonde from Atlanta with a trust fund, they're probably not a spiritual teacher.
Yep. And, you know, it's just, it's there. And it's like it, I try to help the people that I work with that have gone through either the abuse or the cancer or whatever. It's like, okay, so how are you going to make meaning out of this?
Yes.
How do you take it and make meaning? And, you know, and I'm going to see. I know the answer to this. I'm almost positive, but I could be wrong. I better stand up so I don't fall off my chair in case I am. Mm. Which is, you know, when people say, well, you know, you brought the cancer to you, Corby. Why did you do that?
Well, because I had set it up ahead of time. And if I had been a little smarter, maybe I could have gotten away with just a couple of pieces of surgery. But it happened.
Well, and you know, the funny thing is, when people say that to me, when I hear people say that, I always say, you know, first of all, you want to understand that her soul may have chose that experience for her because it was going to help make her a great spiritual teacher, or it was going to make you a great, you know, somebody who couldn't afford to not listen to their psychic or be in tune with it, because that's part of what did save your life, even if you ignored it early on. And so it shaped and formed you to be your current magnificent self. And again, just like there are things I would not repeat out of my past, but, you know, it's never that you, Corby, the human consciously walking on earth, was hanging out on street corner going, hey, big boy, are you cancerous? Come here. Have I got a joyride for you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So people take these spiritual ideas of, well, maybe it was our free will that got us in trouble, or maybe it was really truly part of our path. And are we thrilled? But we survived it. We got beyond it and we made meaning out of it. So take that in your spiritually arrogant pipe and smoke it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would have probably been a teacher, maybe of different subjects, but whichever path I took, it's just like when someone says, I want to know who my soulmate, my twin flame is. Exactly. No, because yes, maybe I could see you meeting a blonde from Geneva, Switzerland, whose parents were lawyers, and you meet him at, you know, a club in the Caribbean. But maybe there's also this short, stocky performance artist from Brooklyn whose parents came over on the boat from Cuba, and you could have a marvelous life with either one, learn your life lessons with either one, and you had possible mate agreements with either one. If I say only concentrate on, you know, the guy from Geneva, I have just taken away part of your free will. Don't look to us. We are not the repairman. We just hand you the toolbox.
You know, and I think that part of that is also, we hand you the toolbox, we'll help you develop the skills to use the tools, because if you've ever seen somebody, you know, pick up a tool, they can do more damage than good with it if they don't know what they're doing. And that's especially true of spiritual teachers, some who 5 minutes after they learn something, they're putting a shingle up and drive me crazy because they're out there just like a bull in a china shop. With no concept of what they're doing. You know, the thing is, people do this whole twin flame, split apart, soulmate. And even that, so much of the spiritual community gets wrong of really understanding. Your soulmate, one of your soulmates in this lifetime was your father.
Yes, exactly. Soulmates are your core team, and you don't always marry them.
No.
A twin flame for me, that's John and Yoko, Bogart and Bacall. You know, it's the people that are legendary. But I know, for instance, with me, my twin flame isn't down here because I was going to have a life where it was way too busy. And if I got distracted by this person, I wouldn't have done the work. Or you've got somebody like Sri Diamata, who was the primary disciple of Yogananda. They were male and female, but twin flame doesn't mean romance. It was disciple. And she was down here on earth 40 years after he left.
Yeah, and that's just it. And your soulmate, your twin flame versus soulmate, you know, could be being your spirit guide in this lifetime.
As a matter of fact, he is. So there you go.
Yeah. And you know, I love it if somebody comes to me, especially if they're in deep denial and they go, well, can you tell me who my soulmate is, who my, you know, or they use the word twin flame, which a lot of people don't use. And even that, again, you know, as you and I are discussing, a lot of people don't really kind of understand. Split apart sometimes comes in there as well. And I go, oh, well, I see her. I'm not a lesbian. I didn't say you were a lesbian, honey. You asked me what I if I saw a soulmate coming. I go, yeah, I see a soulmate coming.
Or
it's a her.
They have, yes. Or this leads into, and forgive me, there I'm going to say, in Psychic Yellow Brick Road, there is a particular chapter called When Getting a Reading Won't Help. And this is actually the chapter that every psychic themselves reads and they're on the floor. And because the number one client that drives us crazy are the ones that are convinced they know who their soulmate is supposed to be regardless. So it's, does Bruce think about me? No. Has he ever thought about me? Not the way you want. If I do such and such, will he think about me? No. Is he going to call soon? He isn't. Well, if he's not going to call soon, is he going to call later? And they beat on us until we finally say, yes, yes, he loves you and he wants 7 babies with you. He just doesn't know yet. Oh, good. Please.
See, you're so much kinder. You're so much kinder than I am. I remember when I went back to first start doing professional psychic readings again after a long break and spending time in the corporate world and getting my boundaries on a whole lot better than when I started as a teenager. Mm-hmm. And this woman came in and she said, I want to know if he's going to come back. And I hate those kind of questions. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at her, Corby, and I got, He was abusive to you. Well, he did have a temper, but only when he drank. I'm like, he used to beat you. And she goes, well, you know, again, you know, not when he was sober. And I said, wait a second. He put you in the hospital, didn't he? And she goes, yeah. I said, we ain't talking about why, if he's going to come back. We're going to talk about what part of you is so broken you want him back. So let's change this conversation, because you have come to me as a healer and I'm not going to support any concept of you bringing in somebody that will put you back in the hospital, because next time you won't make the hospital, you'll make the morgue. So let's talk about real issue.
I do that too. This is just in the book. This is how
in the book,
a lot of psychics have to be dealt with. But sure. I mean, you don't push me. If the woman who comes to me, I want to know where my husband is sleeping with his mistress. I'm sorry, but I don't do remote spying. Oh, well, is he sick? Is he going to die soon? I just say to my front person, Laura, I'm not connecting with Mrs. Cooperson. Could she have her money back, please? And I send her out of the booth. I mean, we are not like grade B movies. We are not like Jane Seymour as Solitaire and Live and Let Die. We're just not.
No. And when they want to know where he's sleeping with his mistress, you just need to recommend that they go get the song by Cher. You remember that song?
Yes, yeah. So, you're going to give us the verse?
I'm trying to remember. I remember it's Dark Lady Laughs and Dances on the Lights of Candles One by One, but I'm not bringing back the whole song in this
but
moment.
But I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Yep. All right, absolutely.
That's your homework, listeners. Go find Dark Lady by Cher.
Yeah, go find Dark Lady by Cher. So, and I understand that it's one thing when you're in the booth, because we both do expos, we've both done shows and stuff like this. I'm curious, how do you see your work at when you do expos? Oh, our music is starting. Give that some thought, because I'm going to have you answer that when we get back. I am on with Corby Mitlied. Mitlied. Corby Mitlied. Here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner. And your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. We are a live call-in show. If you'd like to have some of Corby, if people actually called in to get any psychic insights, are you open to that? Some people are, some people aren't, and I didn't ask you ahead of time.
Absolutely. Love doing card readings. They tend to be deep dish, spirit guides, angels, past lives. Do not ask me to get your dead people tonight, because for me, that's absolutely private. I will not guarantee what they would say on the air. So that's the only thing off the table. Anything else? Have at it.
You won't talk to my dead people for me? Anyways.
I will, but in private.
So you'll talk to my privates. I see how you are. Moving right along. Corby prides herself on being a practical intuitive. Despite her elegant clothes and table trappings, most people say sitting with her is a comfortable, safe experience that feels like they're with a longtime friend, not a stranger spouting a bunch of mystical hoodoo and pretense. And she doesn't believe in bad news. We have opportunities we can go after and challenges to get past, she says firmly. As a three-time breast cancer survivor, I learned that the firsthand, my job is to give you the tools and courage to deal with both situations. Everything else is free will and up to you. Find out more about her at www.corbymitlide.com. You keep saying this to me, and as soon as this show's over, I'll have it.
Okay, fine. Listen, I'm going to throw this out. If people go and they look and they say, I think I want a reading, just for the Dr. Kevin people. This is for any of my general readings. When you book, you'll see a little place for coupon code. You put in the word Kevin. That's going to get you half price. Because you're smart enough to listen to this radio station. Right there.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. And if you'd like to get a little insight from Corby right now, you can do so by calling 202-570-7057. Are you okay if somebody post a question on the Facebook if they don't want to do it by calling in?
Absolutely. Do we have somebody?
No, I'm just asking because I want to let people know they could post it to Facebook. Some people don't like to call in with psychic questions. There's an anonymity. So we're going to see if anybody comes in. If somebody does come in, we will let you know. And we never can tell with this group whether you're going to get one or not.
Okay.
So we are in the last segment, which is What a Load of Crap with Dr. Kevin. And when I have you back on, because you both know, we both know I'm going to have you back on because you're too much fun to not have on.
Amen, bro.
We'll promote that people can call in for a reading, because a lot of times I have guests that don't do readings because I have a very wide range of guests. So people aren't always prepared. This is a rare invitation, and it's coming very quickly at people. So again, when we have you back on, we'll actually put in the promotional pre-material that you are open for to do some spot readings.
Sure.
So here is your opportunity to share whatever you think is a load of crap in the world. But I would like your intuitive insight. Would you give your intuitive insight to me if I have a question?
I can try, darling. Hit me.
You can try. I would never hit you. You're way too beautiful.
Hit? Oh, your nose is growing, Pinocchio. What's the question here?
Okay. So the question is about the April Web of Light Expo. What are you getting?
Okay. All right. Now, this is a great example of what I call a deep dish reading. All right. This is going to be tarot. And I'm not just going to pull your typical three cards. So first, it's going to be the expo itself. It's going to be the vendors. It's going to be the readers. It's going to be how are the audiences. It's going to be what's the weather. It's going to be what does the advertising need to be. Finances, what you need to know, and best possible outcome. That's how I'm practical. I don't give you vague. All right. The expo itself, Four of Pentacles. For me, that says spend a little less than you think you need so that you've got some 10 to 15% overage if you need an extra blast of advertising at the end. The vendors, justice, make sure that they have their contracts in, make sure that they understand exactly what they are and are not permitted to do. And I'm hearing also make sure you don't have 72 jewelers, 92 candle people, and somebody who does clothes. Balance. Your readers, Queen of Pentacles, big buckaroos, they will all do extremely well. The people who come in, oh God, it's Queen of Wands. Now, the Queen of Wands is for me the diva card, the one who walks in and says, hi, we're going to do it my way today. Oh, you didn't want to. I'm so sorry. There's the door. Bye. So you're going to have a few of those walk in the door. Make sure that you have your staff ready to handle them. Next thing was advertising, Queen of Cups, everything emotionally based, everything, so, love and trust. I'm afraid it's going to have to be a little glurpy purple with angels, but there you are. Weather, Three of Swords, there might be some tough weather stuff, okay? Just be prepared for it. Doesn't mean you're going to have to cancel, but, in World War I, it was flying weather and flyers weather. Flying weather was when it was gorgeous. Flyers weather was when the weather was lousy and they could sleep in. Well, I think you're going to have flying weather as opposed to flyers weather. Beautiful weekend. So make sure that people are enticed to come out for that. Finances, Queen of Swords. She's always in her head, not her heart. She slashes right down the middle. Good, bad, truth. Oh, bull. I'm keeping that. Get rid of that. So, again, a little objective on the finances. Don't get swooned into using somebody that you may love but does not have the business background you need. What you need to know, Ace of Pentacles, you are going to be just fine. The place will make money. Final card, Princess of Wands, always about self-growth, self-improvement. That is you as how you're doing the expo. That is the people who are there to gain information. So not a bad card in the group. The only thing is the weather might be a little too nice, a little more nice than you'd like. But other than that, you look good.
Good.
And that's
good.
That's how fast I read. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cards.
And you got a lot of stuff. I know that you're contemplating maybe coming and playing at the expo. Maybe these cards gave you an idea that it would be a good place for you to be. Would you like to draw a card to see what you at the expo would look like if you chose to come?
What costume am I going to wear? No. All right.
No.
Hi, guys. All right. This is me. All right. You don't see. My eyes are closed. One hand's out for the energy. One hand is just dancing on the cards and lands here, and it is Two of Pentacles. So that means that I think that there would probably be money coming in from two aspects, whether it's a private party the night before or a gallery, et cetera, as well as that. Yeah, it looks like I could do well. So, yeah, we'll talk. We'll have coffee, as they say.
We'll talk? Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, so as we're waiting to see if somebody else comes in, I will let you know as soon as that happens. But people did get a chance to experience how, as they say, down and dirty that you are, not in a bad way, but down dirty quick on it. Answer the question. Do it. I love it. I love that style. I think that that's a great style. So we'll definitely, again, we definitely will talk. No surprises there that I would love your style. But so tell me, what load of crap do you want to share in the rest of our time, unless we have somebody else who calls in at 202-570-7057 or post on the Dr. Kevin page a question?
Okay. Remember, I said love and light is like kudzu, and life isn't glorpy purple with angels. The follow-up to that is, yes, you can get pissed and despairing and have a pity party without losing your light worker's credentials. But then what will you do? Thoughts and prayers and vibes doesn't work for light workers any more than it works for Republicans after the 372nd school shooting of the year. So there are some people that only post lovely, happy things on their Facebook page. I don't do that. If I have a down day, I will tell you, you're not going to get all the details, but it makes me real. It makes you realize that, yes, even Corby can feel like, you know, kicking the bucket down the street. Even I can want to be in my blanket fort with my cats and a cup of coffee. We have it. This is just like, well, if you didn't have all these bad thoughts or you didn't invite it, you wouldn't have gotten cancer. Too simple an answer. We are here to learn. If your life was so smooth that it was like nothing and no problems, then you're living in a white room with white curtains and a white piano and you're in white clothes. You have nothing to balance it against. This is the world of duality, guys, which means you're going to get the good stuff and you're going to get the guano. The key is, can you balance? Can you understand that the good stuff is wonderful and you share it? And the guano is what you learn from. One does not make you more valuable than the other.
Well, and I think that part of it is that it isn't what you get, it's what you do with it.
Yes.
And one of the things that I try to tell people, because people sometimes, and I'm sure you get this question as well, well, you know, I'm afraid to get a psychic reading, or why would I get a psychic reading, you know, because, you know, I might find something out. And I would say to people, you know, first of all, the future's not in granite, but second of all, it gives you more information with which to make better choices. Because if you get that information and you realize that you are getting ready to fall in a pit of snakes, then you can stop yourself and walk around it. And I said, so why would you not want that information? Why do you want to be powerless in your life instead of getting all the information that you can?
So, and when people are really scared, oh my God, the psychic, don't be a cosmic muffin. Remember the cosmic muffin on radio back in the 70s and 80s? Oh, you can't go out today because Mercury is retrograde. Hide under your, you know, no. Because no. Even the best of us are 85% accurate. The only one 100% accurate is God, and he's not going to be at the psychic fair in April. So you take what we've told you, and you work with it, and you make the best of it. And if we see something that's a problem, use it as foresight. If we see there may be difficulty with money, then start watching. Don't panic. Do the heads up.
So you're psychic enough to know that she's not going to accept my invitation and come to the expo in April? The goddess isn't coming?
You well, said she's God's not going to have a booth.
No,
no. No, no. If you give
her check bounces. I can't take it. You know, her check bounces, her credit card rejects, and she never carries money on her, so I just can't let her have a booth.
I know, and the goddess moves everybody. What are you going to do?
Corby, God, I love you, woman. I really do. Okay, so we still haven't anybody come in yet. And again, we may not, because we didn't promote this, that this was going to be an opportunity to get a little mini reading if they wanted to. So we're just going to keep going. We've got a couple more minutes before the show runs out. So when people, why do you think people are so afraid of psychic? You've been around a long time.
Yeah, since Moses was in diapers. People are afraid because of the bad stuff. I mean, I do a lecture called Psychics 101, The Good, The Bad, and The Cleos, that all came from watching a woman in Toronto. It was very large, huge fair. And she was walking past a booth, and there was one of the fake gypsies. Now, gypsies are easy to fake. It's the long skirt and the jingling jewelry and the headscarf and the bad Russian accent, and you can be gypsy. So the woman's walking by, and the fake gypsy runs out and grabs her. Now, that's hooking. And it's as bad as the other kind of hooking. But she says, oh, you no need to pay $30, $40, $50. I reach a palm for 10. She picks up the woman's hand and goes, you have a family curse. How many in your family? Four? You have dog? $50 every family member, $25 for a dog. We six. Drags the woman into the booth. 20 minutes later, my booth sees her leaving crying hysterically. We go over. She was told that if she didn't burn 400 specially blessed candles at the Roman Catholic Church, I bless real good, only $1 candle, her entire family was going to die in a car accident for 2 weeks. I mean, that's why they're scared, because there is no better business bureau for psychics. So we, the A-listers, you, me, the good ones, it is our responsibility both to read absolutely accurately, objectively but compassionately, doesn't mean mush, and that's why I raise the babies.
Yep.
Because
yep.
If they make a mistake, it is going to redound on us whether it's right or not.
Yeah.
We have to teach them morals and ethics.
Yes, and there is none. And but like every other field that's out there, mm-hmm. You can't name a single field, vocation, career that doesn't have some shysters, some snake oil salesmen, some fakers, and then some really self-delusional people. Because sometimes they really believe that the scariest ones are the ones who believe what they say when they're telling it to you. The gypsy knew she was a shyster. That's what she does.
I hope.
She laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's the self-delusional ones that scare me the most, because they are so convincing because they are so convinced. I had a situation once where I was working with somebody who came to me because they were trying to figure out how to deal, how to learn to deal with their abusive husband. And I'm like, leave him. Oh no, I was told in a past life that I did this, so I have to stay.
No.
Oh my God. And on that note, we are gonna say a temporary goodbye, because I know we're gonna have her back, to Corby Mitlade.
Mitlade.
Oh, at CorbyMitlade.com. Corby Mitlade, thank you for coming.
My pleasure, my dear. Talk soon.
Bye.